Okay, Oregon coach Willie Taggart has joined us, and the Ducks are on the road at Wyoming on Saturday. We'll go ahead and take questions for coach.
To ask coach a question, press star followed by the number one. Your first question is from Leo Haggerty. It's Sports Magazine.
Good afternoon, coach.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Coach, funny you should ask, because that's going to be my first question. We just rode out Hurricane Irma down here, and I know you have a lot of your own family down here and possibly some players and staff. Have you been able to get in touch with them, make sure everybody's safe and sound?
Yes, sir. Everybody's safe in the family, and they were out power. They were without power for a little while, but health-wise, everybody's well, and so far everything with our players is the same.
That's good to hear, Coach. Coach, playing Wyoming with their quarterback situation, he's kind of like a Pac-12 quarterback, isn't he?
He is. I mean, he's an NFL quarterback. You ask me, you watch the kid throw the ball. He throws it so effortless, and again, he can make the throw anywhere on the football field. And when you watch it on film, it's like he's throwing a tennis ball or a baseball, and it's very impressive the way it comes out. And you can tell he's done a great job on working on his fundamentals, and he has a bright future ahead of him. Really, really good quarterback.
Coach, last question, and thank you for your time today. You dropped a big number on Nebraska Saturday. Is that offense hitting in high gear, or you still got a ways to go?
We played well. You know, second half, not so well. We didn't do a good job converting on third down. And that's so important in our offense in order to be successful. In the first half, we were really good on third down. We were 6 or 8, and then in the second half, we're 1 of 6. So we have an offense that can go, and it's going to go as far as we take it, and we just got to be consistent with it.
Coach, good luck Saturday, and glad to hear everybody's safe and sound down here in Florida.
Thank you very much.
Your next question is from Robert Gagliardi, Laramie Boomerang.
Good afternoon, Coach. How are you?
I am doing excellent. How about yourself?
I'm well, thank you, Coach. First thing I want to ask you is about your running back, Royce Freeman. I understand when you first got the job, one of the first things you did was go out and visit with Royce, and he got him to come back to Oregon. And I imagine that was a pretty important conversation. And what have you really been impressed with this young man since you've had him?
Well, we actually had an opportunity to sit down and talk to them at a press conference and got to know a lot about Royce then. And before I left to go home for the holidays, I got a chance to spend time with him and his family. And it was great. One, great me getting to know Royce and him getting to know me. And Royce wanted to know about the program, where it's going, what was my vision for the program. And it was something that he wanted to be a part of. He also wanted to leave this program, kind of how he left it, I mean, how he found it, you know, as a freshman, he's playing for a national championship, and I think it was important to Royce to be here and for us to win, but also important that he come and continue to get better and be a part of this whole deal. So he's a great young man. He's what you're looking for in a student-athlete, and he's why you wake up every morning as a coach to work your tail off to see to it that you can help him reach all his dreams, goals, and aspirations.
Right. Last thing, Coach, you mentioned about Josh Allen at Wyoming. What else have you seen on film about Wyoming, whether it's offense or defense, that's impressed you, and maybe some things you got to, some keys to this game when you come to Laramie on Saturday?
Well, I think they're a well-coached football team and play with a lot of energy. I think schematically they're really sound and really good from that standpoint. And again, they play hard. You can tell they do a good job of coaching. And we're going to be on our A game because it's going to be loud. It's going to be exciting there. And like I say, when you have a quarterback like Mr. Allen, anything can happen. And they've been playing well on defense. So it's going to be a challenge for our guys on the road for the first time. And again, we got to go out and try to play our best ball game.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Your next question is from Joe Fisher, 1080 The Fan.
Hey, Coach, how's it going?
Excellent. How you doing, Joe?
Good, good. So one of the bigger stories heading into Wyoming is the stadium and the elevation that you'll be playing in. How do you get the guys prepared for something that really you can't be ready for until you actually get there, which is that elevation?
You just gotta practice like you've been practicing, and not get too caught up in all the other things. You know, like you say, you really can't prepare for it, but you just gotta prepare to be able to execute your game plan like you normally do, and those other things you have to deal with once you get there. But not making too much of a distraction, and continue to prepare, meet, and practice the way you have been, and then when it goes out there, you got to go play ball. Again, it doesn't matter. It is what it is, and it's a football field with some lines and hash marks and a goalpost, and you got to go make some plays.
Again, to ask a question, press star 1. Your next question is from Reese Monaco, Cowboy Sports Network.
Coach, how are you today?
I am doing excellent. How are you?
Good. Coach, what's one of the first things you did when you got there to maybe change the culture or change things to try and put your stamp on this program?
Well, I wanted to change the environment right here, the culture, and one way we wanted to be a family culture. I want our guys to get to know each other, and not just each other, but the coaches as well, and try to get us all to come together and make sure we understand everything we can about each other. You know, I felt like that's where it needed to start, is one, that our players care about each other and hold each other accountable and get to the point to where they can play for one another, and the same as with our coaches. So we stressed that a lot, as well as get bigger, stronger, and faster and learn football. But that was an important part, is that we get to know each other and come together.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
Your next question is from Steve Woodward, CORE.
Hi, Coach.
Hey.
Quick question. You were originally scheduled to have practice today at Gilchrist High School. What happened? How come you changed it?
We just changed the mind, woke up this morning and decided that it would probably be better for us just to stay here and get practice in. And again, we thank the folks up at Gilchrist for allowing us to use their facility. But we just thought ultimately that it would be best that we stay here and get some work in and stay on schedule.
Do you anticipate heading into Laramie a little early to help acclimate better?
I don't know if getting there early or not is going to acclimate us to anything. You know, we're just going to get there how we normally do and go about our business, understanding that it will be a little different, but we got to play in it just like everyone else. And football is football, and got to make sure we're ready to play and execute.
All right, Coach. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, no further questions. That'll do it for you. Coach, appreciate your time. Good luck this weekend.
Hey, thank you very much.
Okay, we'll see you.